Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran's foreign ministry calls missile sanctions illegitimate. Iran drew condemnation from Western nations for two ballistic missile tests late last year that were said to have violated UN Security Council resolutions. Iran defended the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. enacted new sanctions Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. An Iranian spokesman said his nation will respond to the U.S. sanctions by bolstering its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran will increase its daily oil production by 20% now that sanctions related to the country's nuclear program have been lifted. An oil ministry official said Iran will add 500,000 barrels a day to its current production of 2.8 million barrels a day. One of the Americans freed by Iran has arrived back home late. Matthew Trevithick landed in Boston Sunday. He has been held for more than a month in Iran for reasons that are not clear. Several other released prisoners are in Germany receiving medical treatment at a U.S. military hospital. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to the terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris last November. Morocco's Interior Ministry said the man was arrested Monday near Casablanca and had direct links with some of the Paris attackers. Iraqi police say three Americans missing in the country were kidnapped from an apartment in Baghdad. U.S. officials say they are working with Iraqi authorities to find the missing Americans. The Baghdad Operations Command described the apartment that the Americans were in as suspicious. This is VOA News. Delegates from the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan gathered in Kabul Monday to discuss getting the Taliban to participate in peace talks with the Afghan government. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
This is the voice of Afghanistan's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Salahuddin Rabbani, opening a meeting in Kabul Monday of what is formally called the Quadrilateral Coordination Group of Afghanistan. Rabbani emphasized drawing red lines for an effective roadmap to peace. While we understand achieving a lasting peace would require patience and determination, Rabbani said, it is equally important to keep in mind that the Afghan public will not accept an open-ended process without tangible results. Ayesha Tanzim, Islamabad.
British lawmakers debated Monday a petition signed by more than 500,000 people seeking to ban U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from Britain. Trump prompted outrage in Britain by calling for a temporary ban on all Muslims entering the United States. He proposed the ban after a mass shooting by two Muslims killed 14 people in California. Labor Party PM Member of Parliament Paul Flynn thinks banning Trump is a bad idea.
The great danger by attacking this one man is that we can fix on him a halo of victimhood. We give him the role of martyrdom, which can seem to be an advantage among those that support him.
In the past, people have been banned from entering Britain for fostering hatred that might provoke intercommunity violence. British Prime Minister David Cameron attacked what he calls a passive tolerance in Britain's Muslim communities for segregation and discrimination against women. He said a poor grasp of the English language leaves Muslim women more susceptible to extremist rhetoric. Authorities say five French Foreign Legionnaires on a wilderness ski training exercise in the French Alps have been killed in an avalanche near the Italian border. At least six others taking part in Monday's training were reported injured. The French news agency says the victims were attached to a specialized 50-member mountain warfare unit. French President François Hollande announced a $2.2 billion job creation scheme Monday as he sought to save his 2017 re-election chances. Rising unemployment has dogged Hollande throughout his presidency. He had promised voters to put the jobless rate on a convincingly downward path, which he said is a precondition for running in the next presidential election. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.